This was graduated high school in 1950. Just after World War II had ended, and still wasn't obvious where the economy was going, I guess. But in any case, advised me against it, suggested that there was a very good agricultural school in the county, but I was not interested in that. And then asked which business my folks were in. At the time, they were in the restaurant business, and so suggested Cornell University School of Hotel Administration. So that's where I applied and attended. And after about a year and a half, decided that perhaps engineering was more interesting, partly driven by a roommate who was an engineer and said you couldn't possibly get those grades if you were in engineering, and you can only listen to that so long. So in any case, I came back in during the winter break and I went to see the dean of men and suggested that I like to transfer from hotel to engineering. He said, you mean engineering to hotel? We went through that loop a while. Then he said, well, he's, you know, which area? And I said, well, either engineering physics or electrical engineering. He had a friend in electrical engineering, so that's where I ended up. So Cornell was a five-year school and I'd been in the hotel a year and a half, so I lost basically a year's time, so I graduated in 56, applied to MIT, and then went, did my master's in 57 and my doctorate in 59, and then stayed on and taught there. So got into electrical engineering a little bit accidentally. While at Cornell, I was obviously interested in a wide range of things, did a senior project on computers, digital computers were just coming in, and so I actually led a team of students to build what was called the Digital Differential Analyzer out of components from an old IBM 650, which included a magnetic drum and big tubes and things of that sort. So kind of started with the beginning of the computer age. Actually, one of my last courses at Cornell had to do with a vacuum tube laboratory. In fact, some of my job work there was testing vacuum tubes that came back from World War II and to see what was wrong with them. Went, so I had a professor who was very, Henry Booker, very interested in electromagnetic theory, and another professor that was very good in antennas. So that was an area I thought I might want to go into. In any case, went on to MIT and very quickly became involved with some of the people there in information theory. Claude Shannon was there, Robert Fino, a few others, Peter Elias, and became quite interested in that subject and ended up in communication theory, luckily. Stayed on after I graduated to teach, took a year's leave of absence in 64-65 academic year to come out for our one visit to California, stayed at the, was up at Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which actually is where I first had any significant time with Andy Sherb, who became good friends there.